Salaam, if you have any question related to the topic, inshallah you can ask. On Power Talk you can raise your hand, and on music you can just type it. Any question from the floor? No, it's not like this. You already told him that you should not take it, this is haram. He said he took it based on a fatwa from Sheikh. Now, he did not do it based on desire. He done it based on a fatwa. He thinks it is halal. That means that he's somebody who doesn't want to get the haram. That's why he asked. Now, that Sheikh is right or wrong, that is another thing. You can then search it to prove to him that what that Sheikh said is wrong. And the proofs are here. See, the Sheikh said this, the Quran, or they brought the proofs from the Quran, the Sunnah. Maybe he understands, because some Sheikh, who are called Sheikh, unfortunately, Imam? No, if it is just, Imam there, that's wrong. That's the brother's mistake. How come you ask just an imam? Yeah, but he can ask you, you are his friend, you are here. He can ask you and you ask the chief. But sometimes people are very lazy and sometimes they just want he just answers. Anyway, advise him, bring him the proofs and evidences to show him that this is haram and this fatwa given is false. It's not proper one. But if he doesn't care, if he says, no, I don't care, then you know that he's not a person of taqwa. You have to show him that you are not quite happy with him. Maybe when you abandon him a bit, when you boycott him a bit, maybe he returns back. But if he doesn't, make your relations to him very limited. Just very limited. Now, there was a question from Paltok. Saw a hand raised. Hey. In the chain? Hey, what? Can you make it loud,
please? Order and goodness and forbidden evil. Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar. The issue of wisdom, harshness, extremists always comes up where people are dealing with this issue. Some people may say this is a bit too harsh to approach the person this way. Sometimes, how can we really combine between all these things and, you know, by forbidding the evil with the. Given an example, for instance, sometimes, which is noticed, when you go out, years back, you wouldn't see many women really the way they are dressed now. But then it's not really in your authority to change things. However, if you say something, things may change to a certain extent. That's one. Two, sometimes when you're advising, you're going, like, especially in this Holy Land, basically, when you go to some places like restaurants or something, you see quite a lot of remixing music, people in those restaurants, not proper segregation. When you say, especially the people who are really practicing, try not to go there. Don't be part of it. And they may take you as being too extreme about it. So how would we combine these things? Is that what I'm
saying? Hikmah, the wisdom, is highly required when practicing Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar. Because at the end we want to correct the people. We don't want to corrupt the people. We don't want to make more problems. So we have to go by wisdom. The wisdom means you try to find the best way to reach the heart of this man to make him or to convince him change this. Now, it's not يعني something of power just to show your muscles. That even with the people of authority, when we say change by hand, it does not mean by force. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw some evils and he يعني he changed it by speaking to the one who was practicing it. He did not just go and change it by hand. Like for example, when he saw the man wearing the ring, he asked him, what is this? He said, pour wine. I said, remove it. It doesn't increase you except in yani wahan, meaning it make you more weak. It's it. That was all by tongue. Now, in some other cases, he was very angry when the man said, "Ij'al lana dhat anwar." The Prophet ﷺ turned very angry. The man said, "Ya Rasulullah, sign a tree for us to hang our swords on it for blessings, like the kuffar has won." Isa said to the man, you said like what Bani Israel said to Musa, assign a God for us. The man didn't say that, the man didn't want to say that. But Rasulullah said this because he knew that this will end up like that. It leads to that. Now, and the man just newly came to Islam. And they were going to a battle of Hunayn. So the Prophet ﷺ didn't want the man yani, to go to the battle and be killed while carrying this type of belief. Now, so here we can see the wisdom. When the Jew came and said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah ﷺ turned very lean. When Aisha said, As-salamu alayka wa la'na, he said, Ya Aisha, ma kana rifqu fi shay'in illa za'nahu. Ease was never found in something. So here we see the hikmah, the wisdom. From that we learn. We need to learn the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, the biography of Rasulullah ﷺ, to know how he dealt with the different cases in each time and each place. So like that. Now when there is a munkar in a place, like what you said, restaurants, there are places you see the munkar, but you have to go. Hospital. We cannot say, you are a practicer, don't go to the hospital because you see free mixing there. Where are you going to be treated? Where are you going to be treated? No? So it's a necessity. You go there, but here comes yani, the first you can't change, the second you can't use in the first level by hand you can't. Then you go by tongue. You go to the director and ask. If every practicer go to the hospital, go directly to the director office and say, please, salamu alaikum, jazakallah khair. You mashallah, good Muslim brother. Can you just put this off? Maybe he says yes, maybe he says no. Now, when this is practice is done repeatedly, and every time someone goes and this director sees many different faces, all beard and all ask for music to be off, he's going to stop it one day. One second. And that is also, that is maybe. Maybe he will stop it, maybe not, but at least he will know that this is something munkar. I done it one day. I was in one of the big private hospitals here in Jeddah, visiting my sister with my family. We came down the elevator, with the elevator. But we were very disturbed by the music. Even by the, you know, inpatient rooms. Once the elevator gate was opened, I saw the owner of the hospital, surrounded by many doctors and this and that. So I said, excuse me, doctor, can I speak with you aside, please? He came, honestly he came. So I said to him, Jazakallah khair. The music is... I did not say stop it. I said the music is too high. It disturbed us. The man turned very angry. And I was whispering to him. He started speaking loudly. How many times I told you people that the music is not haram? How many... I said, Subhanallah, akhi. Are you a mufti? Are you a mufti? I know you are a doctor, but I never know that you are a mufti. And he started shouting. One of his assistants thought that I asked him for discount. And he was angry because of that, maybe. So the man pulled me from my hand and he said, please, don't worry, come. I'll do whatever you want. What do you want to do? I said, the music. And he left. He can't do nothing. So, when he said, how many times I told you, it means that many people before me have already told me. Alhamdulillah. So now we are doing our role. We are objecting it. We are condemning it. He did not change it until today. He did not change it. But on the day of resurrection, we are going to tell Allah time. And we told him, but he didn't want to change. He got further to give fatwa that it is not haram. So now we've done our turn now. We've done our turn. When we say enjoying the good and forbid the evil, it does not necessarily mean you have, and it must be stopped, changed. It must be condemned. It must be spoken against. But what we see today, restaurants, what is the necessity to go to a restaurant? If you know that you go, I don't say you don't go. But when you ask them to put on the music, why you stay? Why you stay? If they refuse, why you stay? You have to leave. Hospital, I understand. You stay because you need medicine. Oh, here I need food. There are many places you can take food from. You can order food and go home. Or go somewhere. It's not a necessity to eat in that restaurant, listening to the music, or maybe remixing. Why you stay? What makes me wondering is, maybe here in some restaurants, some very little, they have this type of remixing. Yet with the abaya, but still, okay. The problem is, when I go to the West, some brothers invite me to restaurants. And I say to them, Yaquan, what do you think? Is there any possibility that we'll be away from the remixing? So, subhanAllah. Wallahi, sometimes, you get very shocked. These are brothers, students of knowledge and this. No. That's not correct. We can't eat biscuit and cup of water enough, alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallam, 3 months, water and dates. 3 months. And this is Rasulullah sallam. Not because the restaurants at this time have free mixing. No. If that is the case, it would be even worse. So, ikhwan, the wisdom, not necessarily how to condemn the evil, but how to deal with it. Now, you go to that restaurant, ask them to put off the music, but it's not only the music. The music and the remixing and, Or some go to the beach where, the Isamu Shalihat, Kabayin, the chalets. What do you expect to see there? By the beach, these. Not the open beach. Not the public one. The one you rent, So what do you make you go there? I don't recommend you to go and pay 1,800 riyals per night just to go and tell them this is wrong. They're not going to listen to you. So, we have to deal with it wisely. Wallahu a'lam. He said, you have a question.
So, if there's a restaurant like this, they have to. So, when they're serving this halal,
لا 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 the money is not affected. No, no. Because they are not selling music. The one who sells music or an instrument, music instrument or tapes or like that, that money is haram. But now he is serving halal food. But he is assigning a waiter who is female, for example. Or he is playing music. Or they are opening it for, you know, remixing. This is a sin. But it does not make the money haram. Because the money did not come from that. No. Allah. Saleh, go ahead. Saleh, send your question. The question came. You take it and then you come back. Or you maybe forget it? Okay. Right. Saleh here says, Saleh from Gambia is saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shaykh, salam to all those and for all. And inshallah they saw it. Right. If one notices a Muslim brother wearing a twine or that which is similar, which falls under shirk, and decides not to say anything to him about it, will he be sinning by keeping silent about it? Definitely. Definitely he's sinning. He's not practicing. He's not practicing the Al-Ma'ruf and Al-Munkar. How come you see your brother going to the fire and you don't do nothing and you claim that you love him? How come? Now, this causes the curse of Allah. When we see something like this and we just keep quiet. Just because if I speak to him, he'd not be my friend anymore. Up to him. Allah Ta'ala is the one who turns the hearts. Not him, not you, not me. And he, Allah Ta'ala, told us that about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala stored the rahmah into the heart of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why he became very soft with them. So it's not from us. We have to do our role, and Allah Ta'ala will provide us what He promised us. Wallahu a'lam.
This is my view. You mentioned earlier, you said, by when people get repetition of being told all the time, eventually something is going to happen. We see, speaking to people who've been living here for a long time, when you look into women before, they didn't go out like where the hair is shown and things. Now, like if we take Jeddah as an example, you see a lot of women go into supermarkets, malls and things, and the hair is shown more and more and more. I remember when I came first to Jeddah, I didn't see many foreigners who are not Saudi showing their hair a lot. They were a bit vigilant about it, you know, and weary about it. But now you see it a lot. Would you advise people, even though they're not from the hair, they're just normal people like us, to speak whenever, obviously with the wisdom, at least to say, please cover your hair. That's it. It stops today. Would you advise for someone to do it, or would you advise someone to not do it? Because I do remember for myself, I used to do it, and sadly, I stopped.
Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in one ways of Medina, and he saw a woman. And he found the smell of perfume from her. He immediately told her, go back and take shower. Go back home and take shower, as I hear the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that any woman wears perfume and goes out for men to smell, to find this perfume, the smell of this perfume, then she is a fornicator. It's a threat, yani. It's not that zania. It's a threat. It's not yani meaning that yani meaningly. So he Abu Huraira did not yani wait until he talked to her husband. Or, you have to yani and say it politely. Yes, at the time of the Sahaba, Abu Huraira could say that, but today we can't say it. It may cause a problem, but you still can't say, as you said, Ya Akhti, may Allah preserve you, cover your head. And go. One day it happened to me. I was in one compound here nearby the airport. And it was Dhuhr time, so I came from an office going to the masjid. On the way to the masjid, there is a the coin telephone, or the public telephone. And a woman was there wearing abaya, Saudi woman. And while she was talking, the abaya dropped off her head, so her hair was out. So I said, this is yani, the image I see now yani, makes me understand that she's a good woman, but by mistake this excellent lady. So I said, Ya Akhti, raise your abaya, your hair is out. The woman put the handset and washed me out. Why you mutawwi, I look for yani woman, why you look for my hair, why you look to my hair, why? So I have to now. She could make a problem for me now. If people come and hear saying that, they're going to believe that I did so. So I ran to the masjid. I remember that I wasn't having wudu yet. But I ran into the masjid. Did not pray, of course. But I ran into the masjid just to get rid of this. And I tried to advise her because I thought that yani I could have been very yani aggressive with her if I knew that she is yani, if I knew that she is doing it intentionally. But I was so soft with her because I thought that she yani had done yani. So sometimes you yani estimate it on a certain way, but the outcome is yani worse than what you expected. Then you have to use the wisdom and change. Don't stand there, don't argue, don't just escape. Just escape. You know? So I mean, you have to say it. You have to do it. If you are with your family, and for example, sometimes in the haram, especially in the tawaf and sa'i, you see a woman, and for example, maybe part of her body or hair exposed. I don't go and tell her if my wife with me, I tell my wife to go and tell her. Because now, woman to woman, she cannot say that I was, you know, chasing her or, you know. But we have to use the wisdom. We have to use the wisdom. Some brothers know, they themselves, you know. That's not correct, you know. Allah Alam. What was this? Hassan. Go ahead, please. Hassan ibn Muhammad says, Assalamu alaikum, salam. Sheikh, may Allah give you Jannah. Ameen, and you and all the listeners. Does one have to pray Tahiyyatul Masjid when the outside the masjid because masjid is full? La, if you are outside the masjid, you don't need to pray Tahiyyatul Masjid. Unless, if what you're talking about outside, if you're, what you're saying outside, is the boundaries of the masjid, meaning there is a false wall, a fence wall like in Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina. You see the building of the masjid and maybe 500 meters far from the buildings, you see the fence wall and it has gates. So this means this is part of the masjid. Yes, there you pray two rakat. There you pray two rakat. نعم. Praying behind the sutra is obligatory. If you find a solid sutra like a pillar or the Quran cabinet or water container, something like that, which doesn't move, which normally they don't move it, then you pray behind it better. Because if you pray behind someone sitting, you don't know when he moves. But if you expect him not to, normally not to leave, and for example, if you are between the Adhan and the Qama, or before in the day of Jum'ah, before the Jum'ah, they're not going to leave anyway. They came to sit, to pray and sit and wait for Salah. No problem to pray behind him. But if you don't know, and maybe you expect him to leave, then no better to find a solid sutra. Allahu A'lam. Sundas, go ahead. Sundas, send your question, please. Sundas says, Barakallahu Fikum, he said, Wa Fikum Barakallahu. How many times should advise the same person against evil? Is telling them once sufficient? For example, your father smokes and told him it's harmful and haram. Do you have to keep telling him even though he gets very angry when you do or when you do it? No, it's not the matter of how many times or no, you have to find the way to make him stop it. You spoke to him and you found him someone, when you speak to him he gets angry. Don't speak to him the second time. Don't make him angry. What do you do the second time? Bring a flyer, a pamphlet, which talks about this, and put it there. He read it and he threw it away. No problem. Next time, find in the internet a clip of warning against smoking or speaking about the harm of smoking, and send it to his email. Maybe when he's alone, he looks at it. Yani, try to find the way. It's not only speaking, it's not only changing by hand. No. It means, as I said, it's not only to give the proof against him that on the day of resurrection that he was told. La. We want to protect the people in the from the fire, not to confirm their entering fire. Because some people say, we just give the hujjah against them. It means that you want to put him in the fire, and definitely. No, that's not correct. We want to protect the people from the fire. So try to find the way to bring him out, to make him stop it, whether smoking or whatsoever sin he's doing. Try to find out a way. Maybe not you. Maybe you know his brother or his sister or his mother that he listens to. Speak to them and see how they deal with it. But as I said, we have to worry about the Muslims. We have to worry about the Muslims and advise them and make them stop the evil so that the curse of Allah doesn't come on us all. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه نقرأ إن شاء الله نقرأ نكمل العقيدة إن شاء الله